Welcome back to another episode of the Slim Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Shaden Smith, here with your lovely co-host,
Colton Davidson.
And hopefully this week, I listened to a little bit of our last week's podcast and it sounded pretty good. So we're doing it to where, you know, we're not together, we're Skyping over this and stuff. So hopefully it will get better and sound better, but we'll see. If anything sounds wacky, just let us know, everybody.
Yeah, we'll let us know whenever, like 3 days after I post this.
Yeah.
It's too late to fix any of it. Well,
we can fix it for the next one, though.
There you go.
All right, so I talked about last week how I really wanted to get back to our kind of old format about doing the trivia question. So I have a trivia question for you guys.
Oh, I'm excited.
For Colton, specifically. Mm-hmm. And so I've been watching a lot of Kobe Bryant's old stuff, and I've been in a big Kobe Bryant mood for some reason. Kobe Bryant Day was just last week. So I got a Kobe Bryant trivia question for you. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Okay. It's pretty easy. Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know a whole lot about Kobe, so.
What team was Kobe Bryant drafted to?
The 76ers.
No.
He's
from Philadelphia.
Right.
He always talks about he wanted to play for Philadelphia, but he never played.
I have no idea, actually. That was my guess.
Throw out one random team.
No, the New York Knicks.
I like it, but no. He was drafted to the Charlotte Hornets in 1996.
Oh.
But then he was traded on draft night to Los Angeles for, who was it? Divac, whatever his name was. Some other guy. But they got traded, and he played for Los Angeles.
So that's why the Hornets still suck today, right?
And that's why the Hornets still suck today.
Yeah.
And then they went through the Bobcats phase, which we're legally not allowed to talk about.
Right.
All right. Let's see
this. That's funny.
All right, Colton, what are we talking about today?
All right. Well, I figured we could kind of go through the big headlines of the summer, and I'll come up with one that came out that I'll remember one more or less, and we can talk about it, and then you remember one, and we'll talk about it, and we'll keep going back and forth until we can't remember anything else that happened over the summer. Or
dude,
we hit 30 minutes.
Anything.
Yeah.
My wife and I just got back from eating and I don't remember what I ate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Shaden, I remember two things, so I can start off with one. Let's talk about LeBron of the Lakers.
Okay. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah. Because you complained last week that we didn't talk about it and said we talked about Summer G League, or the Summer League. So let's talk about LeBron and the Lakers. Give me some thoughts. What you think?
Look, I'm 100% for LeBron going to the Lakers.
Yeah,
I think so. Him going to this big team that has probably the most history of big players in the NBA. Maybe you could say the Boston Celtics, but I think the Lakers has it. Him going to this team, I think staples just how great the Lakers are, and also just how great he is as a player, just right. Having the Lakers accept him and just be so excited, even though some, you know, LA fans are not super happy about it, which I think is ridiculous.
I think it's super stupid too.
You sign the best player in the world and you're pissed about it.
Right.
Makes no sense. But I think it's awesome. I think the franchise should be happy. I mean, their team still sucks. They don't really, LeBron's going to be great, but they just have some mediocre young guys. And yeah, I said mediocre. I don't care. So we'll see what happens. I think it's good for. So my wife was talking about to me the other day about the Ball family, because she was like, "What happened to them? I don't ever hear anything about them anymore." And I was like, "Well, one, they kind of realized that, you know, they're not that good, and two, LeBron James came and kind of, you know, shut all that the noise out of that out."
Right.
So that's probably a good thing. But I think it's going to be fun. Just seeing that team, having LeBron James, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, all these guys who, like,
you forgot the biggest one. Shoot, the center that's always getting made fun of on Shaquitna Fuel or whatever.
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee. You forgot about JaVale McGee. That's the biggest picks that they signed.
Yeah, they signed JaVale McGee for some reason. But I don't know. This is going to be fun. You got all these like kind of older guys who are kind of, you know, still good, but not necessarily in their prime anymore, except for LeBron, obviously. But it's going to be really interesting to see. I don't know how good they're going to be. Right now, I would honestly say that they're probably, I'm going to say sixth in the West, to be honest with you.
Okay, here. We got,
but I think it'll be fun.
Let's list teams that are worse than the Lakers, like better than the Lakers right now. So for sure, Golden State.
In the West?
Yeah, in the West. So Golden State, Houston
Rockets,
the Jazz,
the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder is better.
Yeah.
Utah. Yes, I'm gonna say Utah's better.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
All right, so there's five.
I think the Denver Nuggets are better.
Okay.
I really
six.
Do.
All right. Now what about the Portland Trailblazers? I'm gonna say no. I think that Lakers are better than Portland.
I think ever since Portland had a great end of the season last year, but honestly, ever since they traded Allen Crabbe, their bench has just been kind of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what kind of will push the Lakers over a little bit. Like, you know how the Raptors were in the East with LeBron, how just LeBron never let them do anything?
Exactly.
I feel like that's kind of how Portland's going to end up being. How every time they're going to end up somehow seeing LeBron in the playoffs or something.
Right.
And LeBron's just going to wipe him out like for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And then he's going to retire.
Yeah.
With nothing.
All right. So we've got at least six teams better than them. So they're going to get the third seed this year because we're going to discount LeBron.
Yes.
Yeah. My mind is telling me, I think fifth or sixth seed would be what you could expect from them.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think at best the sixth.
Yeah, they'll definitely make the playoffs. And honestly, I could even see the Spurs being better than them.
I completely forgot about the Spurs.
Yeah, you can't throw them out. The Spurs, which that's another thing we got to talk about in a little bit. But
yeah,
the Spurs is just they're so different now. But having all this controversy kind of gone, and then you still sign one of the best two guards in the league in DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, that's a scary team. When you think about it, if they're healthy and you put those guys all together, that is a scary team. So I'm very excited to see what they do. But I don't know. You can't take out LeBron, and the Lakers still could do something kind of crazy. And
yeah. They just today, I think, or yesterday, past couple of days, they waived and stretched Luol Deng's contract, so that will open up space for them to go out and sign another max player next year.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so probably Kawhi Leonard, maybe KD, one of those two.
I'm assuming Kawhi. KD would be interesting. I know KD's another thing I'd like to talk about in this podcast.
Okay.
We'll talk about that a little bit. But yeah, I'm very interested to see what they pick up. My guess right now, their biggest like target is Kawhi. Which sucks for Toronto fans. Like, he's really got to enjoy Toronto to stay. Like, I just don't see him staying at all.
So, can I take my two cents about the LeBron thing now?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So, basically, I think it's cool. It's, you know, he gets to kind of finish out his career at a very legacy-rich environment. There is still that pressure to win a championship, I think, but he does get to nurture some young guys, but it's just kind of weird to me that they go out and they sign LeBron and they kind of go away from that like established formula of how you win with LeBron is you surround him with shooters, you know?
Right.
The year that they played Golden State, or like, excuse me, like 2 years ago when they played Golden State, like that was everybody talks about that was a really, really good team. It's just Golden State had four All-Stars and
right.
Kevin Durant. So, you know, I don't know. So, Shaden, let's talk about – give me your thoughts on what's going on with the Spurs in Toronto. Oh, that was lovely.
You're welcome. Spurs in Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you are living under a rock, Kawhi Leonard was being a total poon
mm-hmm.
last season. And he,
do I have to bleep that out?
Huh?
Will I have to bleep that out?
No, poon's not a curse word.
Okay.
Poon's a cool thing. I can't say what it is on this podcast. Okay. This is a family friend. But Kawhi Leonard was being a poon, and he was traded to Spurs because basically the Spurs were like, hey, you're being a douche. We're not going to give you what you want. We're going to get something out of you, so we're going to trade you to a team that we can get some actually good assets that you probably don't want to go to. So they ended up trading him to Toronto and ended up getting DeMar DeRozan, which I think is huge for them. Cause
oh, yeah.
DeMar definitely – he was really mad at Toronto for trading him. He loved being in Toronto. Toronto loved him. But honestly, it was a smart move by both Spurs and Toronto. But I think DeMar is going to really embrace it and embrace the fans and embrace the culture there and really try and do something special there. And that's something I'm really excited about. Seeing how dysfunctional of a player he is and seeing him play for a coach like Greg Popovich could be really cool.
Yeah.
Because he could really show, like, Greg Popovich could really make him, take him to that next level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if he starts playing smarter, what's the old saying? Play smarter, not harder.
Right.
If he starts playing like that, he could be a really good player. Like, improve his
basketball. He still is. Like, everybody's talking about this last season that he went out and did a lot of things. Where, like, he went out and really transformed his game, hit a lot more threes last year, did a lot more driving, and kind of cut down on some of those terrible mid-range shots. And there, people talked about how he really did transform his game last year.
Yeah, and that's awesome. It's just he still last year went through a phase where he feels like he needs to score. That's what it seemed like on the Toronto Raptors, mm-hmm. that for him to really, you know, give Toronto what he thought they needed, he felt like, I have to score and do nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it hurt them a lot, and it mm-hmm. hurt his stats a lot, and it hurt, you know, he could really potentially be an MVP caliber player, but he doesn't know how to play to the best of his ability at this point.
Right.
And I'm thinking playing for probably the best coach in the league, that could be very, very helpful. So that's going to be something really cool. A team that the Toronto Raptors have never really been a team that is very team focused. They've always been like, here's our star player. Let's see what he does. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And going to a team like the Spurs, who are like, we are a team playing team.
Yeah.
This could be something that's really cool to see from him. I mean, it works with – it somehow worked with LaMarcus Aldridge, so I think it could work with him too. So I'm very excited to see what happens.
I think it's really cool. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see – I heard people talk about it, how this is kind of a Spurs organization giving a nod to Pop, like, we're going to stay relevant for probably the rest of his career, next 3 to 4 years, however long DeMar's contract is. We're going to stay relevant, let you finish up what you want to do here, and then we can maybe start blowing this up. But I'm really excited to see what Pop can do with DeMar DeRozan. I've listened to a podcast with DeMar talking on it, and that dude's awesome. Except from, mm-hmm. you know, however much you can learn from a guy on a podcast, but I really yeah. liked him. I really, really liked him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He is a cool dude. I'm excited to see what they do. That's honestly, other than the Lakers and obviously the Thunder, that's probably the team I'm most excited to watch this season.
Really?
Because I'm very interested Boston? To see how they mesh. More than Boston. I got to be honest. I'm excited to see how Gordon Hayward comes back. But seeing the type of player DeMar DeRozan is with the type of organization that San Antonio is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Even if it blows up in their face, I think it's going to be fun to watch.
I definitely am excited. So, all right, Shaden, percentage that Kawhi stays – in Toronto. Well, here, let me say this: like, how you felt about Paul George a year ago? How do you compare that to the Kawhi Leonard situation in Toronto?
So, with Paul George a year ago, I felt like it was a 50-50 with him staying or going. With Kawhi, I feel like it's maybe, honestly, I want to say it's under a 10% chance that he stays in Toronto.
Yeah, dude. I just, for however people felt about Paul George wanting to be in LA and how that he didn't, I felt like he came in and very like subtly, or maybe he just straight out kind of said like, I'll give this a chance and see what happens this year. I feel like Kawhi is going to be on, as this year is going to be, let's prove to everybody that I am still a top three player in this league, 3 to 4 player in this league. And let's remind everybody of that. But we're just going to do this in Toronto and then get to L.A. I really don't feel like he has – like, he's come out and said that he's going to give him a chance, but I just don't – but it came out too late, you know?
Yeah.
Do you get that same feeling?
I mean, yeah, I totally understand. Because, like, when Paul George signed with us, he always talked about how excited he was to play with Russ mm-hmm. and how excited he was to join this organization, where Kawhi was visibly pissed that he had to go play in Toronto.
Yeah.
And like vocally, like he let people know, like, I'm mad. He's now kind of warmed up to the idea a little bit. He said he wants to give it a chance and see what they can do up there. But like the way he's been about all this has just been really annoying. And I like Kawhi. I think he's a cool dude, but
everything that's happened the past year and a half has been so annoying. Like, I'm so tired of hearing Kawhi. I miss hearing Kawhi Leonard, the basketball player, not Kawhi Leonard, just the douchey crybaby.
Right. Really, honestly, Shane, you should go back and listen to some, if anybody listening to this should go and listen to some of the Zach Lowe podcasts where he had on, I think it was Ramona Shelburne or somebody that like has gotten to sit down and talk to him, and people, and then Zach Lowe has gone and gotten to talk to people in the Spurs organization and really broken down where they think things went wrong. It was really interesting about how it kind of essentially it looked like he felt like the players turned on him or the organization turned on him after that players only meeting that they had, where I think Tony Parker and maybe Mono, I think mostly Tony Parker kind of called him out, but still, it's all kind of weird.
It is really weird. Well, I don't know. It's a weird situation. I'm just excited to see everyone get back to just playing elite basketball and all this drama to get out of here. But yeah, it's going to be fun seeing Kawhi play in San Antonio again.
Oh,
I'm very
sure.
Interested to see how they react to him.
For sure.
You'd think, I feel like it's going to be half booze, half like, we love you, Kawhi.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
I don't know. So what do you think about the Manu Ginobili retiring?
Oh, dude, I cried. I was so sad. I was like sitting in my bed covered in blankets eating cookies all day. I was so sad. Me and one of my friends were texting all day about how sad we were that Ginobili's retired, Duncan's retired, Tony Parker is playing for freaking
– he's got a foot out the door,
Charlotte?
Man.
He's playing for Charlotte right now. He doesn't even play for the Spurs anymore. And then and now Kawhi's gone. Like, everything I've known about the Spurs is blown up. Like, it just makes me super sad.
It is so sad.
But, you know, I'm happy for him. Like, honestly, Ginobili has been probably the most successful and just colorful, like, player to ever come off the bench.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I think if there's one player that absolutely will go to the Hall of Fame for being a bench player, it will be Manu Ginobili.
He has to make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he will.
Has to.
He absolutely will. He was incredible. He pretty much invented the Euro step. Like, he mm-hmm. did so many things for the game, and he was so fun to watch. Like,
I wish I could have watched him when he was young.
He was one of those players where it's like, oh, it's the Spurs. They're like the most boring team to watch. And then Ginobili gets in, you're like, okay, this isn't that bad.
This isn't that bad. All right, Shane, let's talk about what's going on with the Houston Rockets. So they traded away Trevor Ariza.
To play with Trevor.
Yeah. They traded with Trevor Ariza, and then they let Luka Mbappe walk, but they signed, they went out and they re-signed Clint Capella. That's huge. But they lost those two wings, so they're pretty much their defense is going to be played by Chris Paul and Clint Capella and T.J. Booker? That wing that they have.
Like, my mind is going blank. I know who you're talking about.
Oh gosh.
We run an NBA podcast.
Yeah, we like basketball. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I'll look it up here in a second.
But yeah, they have all these great players. And they also signed Carmelo.
That's what I was going to get into. How do you think that they're going to turn out this season?
I think they're going to be good. Good. Carmelo Anthony is great to come off the bench. Thank God he did that for us. But
PJ Tucker.
And PJ Tucker had a great season.
He did.
Season. And so I think they're going to be pretty good. I think Trevor Ariza is kind of a tough loss, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Trevor Ariza was great for him. So that's weird.
Here's
both defensively and offensively.
Here's the thing, Shaden. They did so well in the regular season because of their offense, but they made it and they pushed Golden State to 7 games because of their defense. They lost those pieces that allowed them to be that great defensively. You're mm-hmm. not getting any defense from James Harden. You just can't. And then, you know, and Chris Paul, he's on his last legs, really. He's getting to where he gets injured at just the worst possible times. He missed a lot of time last season. So it's just, and then you're going to come, and they got rid of Ryan Anderson, so they're going to be depending on Carmelo for any kind of, they're not going to get any kind of defense from him. It's just, you know, we say this every year, how's it going to work? And it works out. You know, like the beginning of last year, it won't work out because of Chris Paul and James Harden have to share the ball so much, and it worked out fantastically. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's just going to be really weird. Like, it's hard seeing at the team that they have now coming into this year and be like, that's going to be a much better team than last year. Signing Carmelo just... I think Carmelo coming off the bench is great because I feel like that gives him more of an opportunity to be Carmelo. So that could be cool, but I think they just – like Trevor Ariza played great defense on Kevin Durant in the playoffs, and I don't see someone who's going to step up in that position and play the defense that he played. Yeah. So it's just weird to me. I don't understand what Houston's going for, but I think they have a plan.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, Shane, you ready for the next thing? Or you want to keep talking? Did you have something in mind?
Well, before Houston did pick up Brandon Knight, and I think that is.
Because that in that trade with the Suns, right?
Yes, and I think Brandon Knight is actually a pretty good pickup for him, just because he's a fast-paced point guard, and that gives them a really good backup point guard. Mm-hmm. So I like Brandon Knight. I'll say that I like that pickup from Houston.
So Shaden, I have another thing that's kind of an outrage. That was kind of one of the bigger outrages. The Golden State Warriors went out and they signed DeMarcus Cousins to a mid-level exception, and so he is going to be a Golden State Warrior calling off that Achilles tendon tear, and so far we have yet to see an NBA player come back and be the same kind of player that they were. Wesley Matthews, Kobe Bryant, although Kobe Bryant still was serviceable his last year. Anyway.
I was going to say, Kobe Bryant, that was like the end of his career.
Yeah, so really, I guess you can't look at that, but you can kind of look at Wesley Matthews, and he just has not been the same player he was in Portland as what he has been in Dallas.
I think a lot of that is mental, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because whenever you go, a lot of times when guys have big injuries like that, they just get into their head, you know?
Right, right.
But I hope he comes back, because I really like Boogie. But man, if he comes back healthy, that is just ridiculous.
So... It just sucks because that is an all-star caliber center, and Golden State just always every year somehow gets better, and it's like, how is this? So they're going to be able to trot out a lineup with five perennial all-stars on that.
Honestly, not just all-stars. You have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the top two shooters of all time.
Yes.
In the world. You have Kevin Durant, second best player in the world.
The best maybe one of the best scorers we've ever seen.
Maybe one of the best scorers you've ever seen.
Right.
You have Draymond Green, top three defensive player in the world. And then you have DeMarcus Cousins, arguably the best center in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the most talented offensively, and he can hold his own defensively. He's going to eat up boards. He can pass. He can shoot threes if you need him to. He's probably not the best at it, but he can hit hit an open three.
Yeah, he hit like, what, 19 of 20 in practice the other day?
I don't know. But still, it's just like, man... The NBA has just gotten out of hand with these Warriors and what's going on, and it really sucks that this team is able to go out and get caliber players things keep falling their way to where they're so freaking lucky, you know, that we can go all the way back to the tax to the cap spike that allowed this to that allowed them to sign Kevin Durant. We can go back to, and then you know, last year they were getting pushed around by the Rockets, and then Chris Paul gets hurt. There's just so many things like that. It just keep falling Golden State's way, and it really sucks.
Yeah, and I'm not like super pissed about him joining Golden State, just because I mean he didn't really get a ton of people after him, like a ton of interest, and that's why I'm like, I mean, if they're gonna give you a shot, you might as well just go for it.
Yeah.
So, but I just think it's crazy because people are like, oh yeah, they have five all-stars, and it's like, no, they have five superstars. Mm-hmm.
They have five at least three historically great players, like players that will go in the Hall of Fame, that will be considered maybe one of the best that they are ever the best at. Like Steph Curry will probably go down as the best shooter to ever play the game, and Klay Thompson's not far behind him.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant will like honestly probably become the beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record in the top scorer ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he will. There's a real shot at it.
So it's ridiculous. But I think the real question that I want to know is, or how you feel about it, is do you think KD stays?
So I've been hearing, I think that he will, he's obviously staying this year, but I keep hearing some news that maybe he would like to go off and get to be the hero again Maybe. Yeah. And I heard him linked to the Knicks, and I don't know exactly. Like, there's some links there that they would have the cap space. They have some young talent that he wouldn't be just destitute. They wouldn't just be destitute over there. But maybe he can go back there and be the number one guy for sure. He is kind of the number one guy in Golden State, but still, everybody in the back of their minds knows that, okay, Steph Curry really is the number one guy. Steph Curry is why this team is so good.
Right.
He's the face of that franchise for sure. So maybe Kevin Durant wants to go and be the face of another franchise. And the Knicks is what I've been hearing some things about. I think that'd be kind of interesting, but what do you think?
Yeah, I've been hearing the same stuff, that he kind of wants to do that. I've also heard a lot of rumors that he's very interested in maybe rejoining Oklahoma City.
Man, that would suck. You have to say yes. You have to say yes to a player of that caliber coming to your city, but it's just gonna hurt. It's gonna make us all feel dirty.
I mean, it is gonna hurt, but I mean, I would be so happy. Like, it would just feel me. Like, little 15-year-old Shaden is gonna come out again and just cry, and it's gonna be great.
Yeah,
it's gonna be amazing, beautiful time. But I don't know. I could also really see him going to play with LeBron.
Yeah, that's another option.
There's a lot of rumors that LeBron is trying to get him to come to LA, and I can see Durant being like, okay, yeah, I'll go play in LA for a year, win a championship, because LeBron and Kevin Durant on the same team, they're gonna win a championship. And then I'll go do whatever I want to for the latter half of my career.
Right.
But I don't know. I think. He's always talking about how I don't care what people think. I don't care all this stuff.
Oh, he cares. He's super cares.
That's what I'm saying is all this talk about him wanting to leave and do all this stuff. I think it definitely proves that, yeah, you absolutely do care. And not only do you care, it's really, really affecting you. Like, it really is. And Durant's been fantastic for Golden State. Like, he's been another player, which is crazy because we didn't think he could get that much better, but he got amazing. So he's really proved himself to be I think he's the second best player in the world behind LeBron. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I really want him out of Golden State, not only for the league's sake, but also just because, personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
We will see. So we have time for one more thing, Shaden. What else big news from this summer would you like to talk about?
Big news from the summer.
Okay,
well,
here, I got a good idea. I got a good idea. Unless you just have something you really want to talk about.
Hey, no, bye.
What do you think? Let's talk about Trae Young versus Luka Doncic. How do you say his name?
Doncic.
Doncic. Yeah. So if you didn't know, basically the Atlanta Hawks drafted Luka Doncic, however you say his name, a small forward from overseas. They drafted him and traded him to the Dallas Mavericks in exchange for the draft rights to, what's his name? The point guard from Oklahoma.
Trae Young?
Trae Young, yes. So that's what happened, correct?
Yeah.
And so it kind of one of the big things, the biggest question marks for the next, 15 years in the NBA is going to be the analyzation of who is better. Was this the correct trade? Blah, 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 blah. So I want to hear your thoughts on it.
I think both of those guys could both become easily the best two players in that draft, or they could both be really big busts.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like choosing either of those guys is a big risk. Luka Doncic, the only thing I've really seen from him is his games from Europe, and he's good.
Very good.
The European basketball game is a lot different from the NBA, so I don't know how well he's going to transfer over. I don't think he'll be as much as a scorer in the NBA as he was, but I think he could still facilitate really well, especially at his size. At his size and strength, he could do some pretty cool stuff. But I think, honestly, it was a really good trade for both of them. Like, having him, who's Luka Doncic, who's more of obviously a passer, paired up with a guy like Dennis Smith Jr., that could be a really good duo right there. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be awesome. And then
that's kind of going to bring to mind some Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant type comparisons, maybe.
Yeah,
like a score first point guard. But Doncic probably will never be the scorer KD is, nothing close. But but a passing big man like he is, but bigger man than he is. That's interesting. But sorry, I'm messed you up. Go ahead.
I was just saying they could be a side team, and then over in Atlanta, Trae Young. I love Trae Young. I really don't know how I feel about him yet. Like, he could be really good or he could be just really whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, because a lot of people give him so much comparison to Steph Curry, but even Steph Curry coming into the league had a lot more on his resume than Trae Young does.
Yeah.
In terms of, I know Trae Young is the first player ever to lead the nation in college in scoring and assists. So I'm not meaning like stats wise. I'm just saying Curry could do a little bit more than Trae Young could do and proved it and could lead a team a little bit better.
Right.
Because that's what I'm nervous about, because Atlanta's basically giving Trae Young the keys and are like, you are going to be our guy. And it's like, that's a little scary to put all this on a guy like Trae Young who could be really great or could be a huge problem. It's just weird to me.
He's never going to be a defender, that's for sure, right?
That's what – I mean, watching him – I've been watching him practice with a bunch of NBA guys throughout the summer, and he's good hands. Like, mm-hmm. he seems like he could steal the ball, get, like, over 2 steals a game easily. But, like, a lockdown defender kind of guy, I can't see it until he bulks up a little bit more.
Right.
So Shane, we'll see. He's fast.
I have another good question for you. I know my answer for this, but I want to hear your answer. Would you feel better about Trae Young's prospects if Budenholzer was still in Atlanta?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I think Budenholzer is a better. I've always really liked Budenholzer. Where's he at now?
Milwaukee.
Okay. Because the,
oh, I,
the
I knew whoa. I just want everybody to mark it down that I knew something about the NBA that Shaden didn't know.
No one cares about coaches.
Anyway.
All right. Anyways, I really like Budenholzer. The same reason I like Greg Popovich, it is because he's a good team coach. And
right.
That's why that Atlanta Hawks team from a few years ago, the first seed, were so good, is because he knows how to teach. Like, his offense is like, you have to be unselfish.
Right.
And I'm not necessarily saying he's good at, you know, telling these guys to do it. Like, I think he had a lot of luck in Atlanta because he had a lot of guys who were willing to give up the basketball.
Exactly.
But that's the way his offense is. And if Trae Young played for a guy like that, I think him really encouraged Trae Young to be like, hey, I want you to be more of a facilitator than a shooter will be awesome. Where every other coach in the league is going to be like, I want you to shoot the ball. We need you to score, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think having Budenholzer there would have been awesome. But who's the coach for Atlanta right now?
I couldn't tell you, actually.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. I have maybe one more question. We have some time. We have a little bit more time here, Shane, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, go for it.
A rumor I heard was, so basically, would you trade, because there's rumblings that Jimmy Butler would leave Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Adams for Butler?
Oof. No.
Mm-hmm.
Faux show, no.
Why not?
I really like Butler. Butler's one of my favorite players. Before Paul George came, I liked Butler more than I liked Paul George. But now I like Paul George more.